I will be reading Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and grandchildren, especially concerning the day you stood before the Lord your God in Horeb. When the Lord said to me, "Gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children."
On Memorial Day, which we will celebrate tomorrow, a holiday that first began in 1868, we frequently hear the expression, "lest we forget." And the term memorial reminds us that there are significant events in the past that hold sentiment for us. And we certainly remember and honor those who made the ultimate sacrifice and those who are presently serving now, thankful for their sacrifice, their courage, and their dedication. In the text that you just heard read from Deuteronomy 4, we heard the words, "Do not forget and remember." Moses is addressing the people of Israel, preparing them for their entry into the promised land. He knows that they will face war. There will be fierce opposition. But he is also concerned that they will be contented and satisfied and at peace with themselves. And so he says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 17, "Otherwise you may say in your heart, 'My power and the strength of my hand made me this wealth.'" And these sermons in Deuteronomy can be summed up in one word, a word that permeates the entire book, and the word is remember. Remember, don't forget on almost every section of Deuteronomy. Let's look at a few instances here in Deuteronomy. Chapter 5, verse 15, "You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out of there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore the Lord your God commanded you to observe the Sabbath day." Chapter 6 and verse 12, "Then watch yourself that you do not forget the Lord who brought you from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." Chapter 7, "You shall not be afraid of them. You shall well remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all Egypt." Chapter 8 and verse 2, "You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not." And then chapter 8, verse 18, "But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day." Remember who God is. Remember how God led you. Remember that you were in slavery. Remember, do not ever forget that your God is holy and powerful and far greater than all the nations and greater than you. And it's not because of your might and power and greatness that God is doing these things for you, but because of who God is. Don't ever forget as you enter the land the nature of the God who leads you. Well, let me suggest some important truths that we must not forget. Number one, we must not forget God. The nation that forgets God is facing a fearful future. I think one of the saddest verses in the Bible, Jeremiah 2, verse 32, "Can a virgin forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number." Psalm 9, verse 17, "The wicked will return to Sheol, even all the nations who forget God." And in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, "Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near, when you will say, 'I have no delight in them.'" Remember your Creator. The term signifies commitment and involvement. Get with God, Get with him daily as you spend time together. Get with him through his word. Get with him in service and with other children. Get with him and honor him. But number two, the word of God must be remembered as well. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Proverbs 19 and verse 2, also it is not good for a person to be without knowledge. And he who hurries his footsteps errs. So we must listen with the intent to learn. An auctioneer once said, what am I offered for this beautiful bust of Robert Burns? A man in the crowd said, that's not Robert Burns, that's Shakespeare. The auctioneer said, well, folks, that's one on me. It just shows you how little I know about the Bible. Well, but that is why every time I get the opportunity, I want to encourage all of us to be involved in our Bible classes. That's where we can feed regularly on the Word of God, where we can have discussion, where we can ask questions. And by doing this, we will be heeding the psalmist's admonition to treasure God's Word in our hearts so that we will not sin against Him. Number three, we must not forget the benefits of God. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits. Who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. And James reminds us in chapter 1, verse 17, every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. If we think we do not need God's benefits, suppose we forgo breathing His air today. Do without His rain, sunshine, food, all the other blessings of life that we have. And I haven't even mentioned the spiritual blessings that we enjoy from our Heavenly Father. Number four, we must be careful lest we forget that sin has consequences. Why do you think Jesus said in Luke 17 and verse 32, remember Lot's wife? Three simple words. Three solemn words that remind us that disobedience has serious consequences. She was left a pillar of salt, a monument of warning to those who are tempted to hold on to this world. Galatians chapter 6, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Now, sinners may escape some consequences in this life, and good people may at times suffer unjustly. But there is a final reckoning. And we must not forget that. Then we are taught not to forget the words of Jesus. The last thing we read about Paul in Acts was that he was still telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts ends in chapter 28, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching concerning the Lord Jesus Christ with all openness unhindered. And then in his address to the Ephesian elders at Miletus in Acts 20, in everything I showed you that by working hard in this manner, you must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit upon the apostles so they could remember what he had taught them and then tell us about it. John 14, verse 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you." And then in chapter 15 of John, "Remember the word that I said to you? A slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also." And then we must not forget our first love. Revelation 2, verse 4, "But I have this against you, that you have left your first love." Now this could have been their love for God and Christ. It could have been love of Christians for one another, love of Christians for humankind, a love for the lost. There may be one place where we may wish that memory loss would be possible. Abraham told the unprepared rich man in Luke 16, but Abraham said, "Child, remember that during your life you receive your good things, and likewise Lazarus bad things. But now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony." If we'd been in Florida a few years back on one of the coasts on a Friday night, we might have seen a senior citizen walking along the seashore. He had a pail filled with shrimp, and he came to the pier, and in just in a few moments, the pier was covered with seagulls, and he started feeding them shrimp. This happened every Friday night. But the story begins decades earlier. It was in October 1942. Captain Eddie Rickenbacker's B-17 ran out of fuel and went into the Pacific. All eight crew members survived. They climbed on a raft. They had to battle the ocean, the weather, the sharks, the starvation. After 8 days, their rations ran out. One afternoon, as they were barely alive, they had finished their devotional. Then each of them moved to his own corner of the raft for private time and a nap. Captain Rickenbacker pulled his cap over his head and was leaning back and dozing. And he felt something land on his hat. It was a seagull, and the men knew it meant survival if they could catch it. They caught it, ate its flesh, used its intestines for bait. And because of that one seagull, they survived until rescuers came. But Captain Eddie Rickenbacker could never forget what happened. So every Friday night, he went out on the pier and fed the seagulls to remember and to be thankful for what had happened in his life. That's what the cross does for us. Something happened that changed my life. Something happened that dramatically altered my future. And we must never forget that. And Wayne led us in the song, "King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. Lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow, lead me to Calvary. Lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me, lead me to Calvary." Let's not forget God, His Word, His benefits. Let's not forget that sin has its consequences. We must not forget the words of Jesus, nor our first love. But above all, let's remember what happened at the cross. And if anyone needs to respond, we're going to invite you to come at this time. Whether that be to come in trusting faith with a repentant spirit and a willingness to be buried with the Lord in baptism, to have your sins washed away, or whether that means you come and desire the prayers of the congregation for encouragement, to help, whatever it may be. If we as a spiritual family here can help you through some difficult times with prayer, we certainly would invite you, you know, to come. But above all, I just encourage us to remember Calvary, to remember what Jesus did, to remember the sacrifice that He made for each one of us. And may that be something that motivates us, that moves us, that inspires us to serve Him every day of our lives. If we can help in any way, would you please come as we stand together and sing?